And Tom, yeah. Yeah, Tom and I may not. Your Sunday clothes pour out, you'd have to buy a
new suit.
Okay. And if a person stuffs a lot of things in his pockets, it makes them
full. Stuffs them.
Just keep stuffing the pockets.
They got overflow pretty soon.
Okay.
Jam his pockets full.
Okay, but you might say
stuff them.
No, the pockets are. Well, let's say it makes the pockets
bulgy.
Right.
Bulge.
Okay. And how about a young lady dresses in front of the mirror for long lengths of time, you know, and mess with her hair and puts on the
cramps.
Cheek. Okay. And is that a common expression?
No. Just making themselves, I call it making themselves body beautiful.
Body beautiful? Okay.
Or putting on your war paint.
That's somebody else said that too. What do you call a small leather container with a clasp on it that women carry, you know?
What, wallets?
No, this. What about the one around your
purse?
Hand? Okay. How about the one for coins that some men carry? Do you ever hear that?
They call it a coin purse. Okay. Purse.
Okay, and how about, not a watch, but what's something that a woman can wear around her wrist?
Bracelet.
Okay. And if you had some little round things that can be made out of beads or, could be made out of a little piece of wood, round, you know, and they were all put together on a piece of string, you put it around your neck, you'd have a
necklace.
All right. And what's another way you could refer to that? Is that?
Chain.
All right.
Necklace.
You know, like imitation pearls or something.
I just called a pearl necklace. Or pearls, couldn't put their pearls on.
Okay, and if they're all wooden, you know, like those little round things, if they're all wooden, what would you call those? You'd say, these are my, this is...
To me, it's a necklace. If it goes around your throat, it's a, you know, a necklace.
Okay, and what do you hold over you when it rains?
Umbrella.
And what is it the older men use to hold up their pants?
Suspenders.
Anything else? The figures you call it?
Nope, not as far. Suspenders. That's it.
Okay. How about, what's the last thing that you put on a bed?
Last thing I put on a bed.
When you make it up.
When I make it up would be either the bedspread or the spread. The quilt. If it's cold, I just put the quilt on it. Straighten up to get ready to get back in it.
Okay. And what's the thing you lay your head on?
Pillow. Pillow.
You ever hear the bedspread call anything else around here?
Bedspread, spread, coverlet. Yeah, coverlet. Some people put on a, some of the old people just put on a sheet, you know, use a sheet. So that way, you know, when they want to lay down in the afternoon, they don't have to mess the bed, you know, pull on the bedspreads.
Canopy.
Yeah. You mean the thing that goes on top of the bed, those old-fashioned beds?
No, I think this is called a counterpane. Counterpane. You ever heard of it?
I heard you all mention it, but I don't know.
Okay. And, you ever remember anything round, like this cylindrical? It was big enough to go across a double bed of the head in place of a pillow.
Sham? No. Head pillow rest. I don't know
sometimes
the name of it.
Sometimes it goes across the back of a day bed.
Yeah, but I don't know what the name of it is. To me, it's just a piece of foam. It's a pillow of some type. Used as a pillow.
Okay, you ever heard the term?
Backrest.
Bolster?
Yeah, bolster pillow.
Okay. And you might say that bolster didn't go partway across the bed. It went?
Partway, went all the way.
Okay. What would you call a makeshift sleeping place down on the floor? You know, if you had a lot of visitors come in and you didn't have enough room, bed and stuff.
You sleep on the floor, pull a,
make me a
bunk.